Hi, it's Nick. Welcome back to another episode of the Breathing 411. Let's jump straight into this week's four thoughts. The first one is titled A Wordless Mantra. And here is the short thought. A wordless mantra you can always come back to is your breath. That's it. That was inspired by, I've just been reading lots of books by Eckhart Ishwaran, and he's a big fan of the mantra, and I thought, oh, there's a mantra right there, my breathing, and so that is what inspired that, for those of you who care, and with that, well, I'll just repeat it, a wordless mantra you can always come back to is your breath, or your breathing, and with that, I will move on to thought number two. It is titled, We Are All Connected, Not Just Figuratively, But Literally, and here is a quote. The air I inhale enters my body and becomes part of me. The air I exhale moves into someone else and becomes part of her. Just by looking at how the air moves, we realize we are all connected to one another, not just figuratively, but also literally. End quote. And that is Haman Sunim from The Things You Can See Only When You Slow Down. I believe that's how it's pronounced. And I've shared this one before, I think a couple of times, but it's always worth revisiting timeless wisdom like this. So this is just a beautiful reminder of our connection, not just figuratively, but literally, because we are all sharing the same air. That is incredibly powerful to contemplate when you have the time, because it gets really deep. But anyways, let's move on to thought number three. You can't live there, a mountain story to consider. So here is a slightly longer quote, but a powerful one. Quote, I was once talking with a teacher, Steve Armstrong, who had trained as a monk in Asia. I asked him if he could tell me about Nibbana. He looked at me intently and then got a faraway look and said something I've thought about many times since. It's as if you live in a deep valley surrounded by mountains. Then, one day you're standing on top of the highest peak. The perspective is amazing. Still, you can't live there. And so you come back down to the valley. But what you've seen changes you forever. End quote. And that is Rick Hansen, PhD, from the great book Neurodharma. And of course, the inset quote there was from Steve Armstrong. And of course, right, not many of us are probably going to reach Nibbana. I had to look it up, right? I had to Google what is Nibbana to find out. Yes, it is. Nirvana is the same thing, just in a slightly different dialect. But in any case, this story is still an excellent reminder that, right, that we can't prolong peak experiences forever, whether they're from meditation or surfing or running or yoga or anything you do that puts you into that like ecstatic high state, right? We can't live there, but what we've seen changes us forever. Beautiful story and a beautiful idea to contemplate for integrating great things that happen to us back into our daily life. And with that, I will move on to the fourth and final thought. It's a good one. It is titled, Four Tiny Thoughts on Nasal Breathing. I've done this a few weeks in a row, so I figured I like this. I'm going to keep doing it as long as I like it. But all right, so here are four tiny thoughts on nasal breathing. The first one is, slow nasal breathing is like driving a Tesla. Fast mouth breathing is like driving a Hummer. Most of the time, the nose is part of the respiratory system. The mouth is part of the digestive system. Nasal breathing doesn't make you feel better. It makes you feel how you're supposed to feel. And the fourth one here is a quote. There's the saying that sometimes when we go looking all over the world for answers to our life questions, that the answers were there right under our nose the whole time. In the case of breathing, it's literally true. And that is Eddie Stern from Healing Through Breathing. And with that, those are the four tiny thoughts. And that is the four thoughts for this week, the four big thoughts as well. And with that, I'll move on to the one quote for this week. It is a great one. Quote, laughter is the language of the young at heart and the antidote to what ails us. No drugstore prescription is required. Laughter is available to anyone at any time. End quote. And that is from Barbara Johnson. And a little PS, I won't say the names, but there's a person, initials MH, who has a different portion of this quote in their email. And I love it. And I said, oh, I'm going to steal that for my newsletter one day. And then when I went to find the original, I found the beginning. I said, well, I like this even more. So thank you to MH for inspiring this one. And with that, I will move on to the one answer for this week. The category is brain function. The answer is slow breathing has consistently been found to improve this functioning of the brain, allowing us to better plan, monitor, and execute our goals. What is executive functioning? So that's like inhibition, what's it, cognitive flexibility, and working memory, I believe, are three ways they measure that. And slow breathing tends to help all of them. All right. And of course, a quick reminder before we do the wrap up to nurture yourself, right? To join the Breath Learning Center. I'm a lousy salesperson, but I love the Learning Center so much. I truly believe in its power. Like, honestly, it is, I hope you'll try it out. It is life-changing. Basically, just breath science and wisdom meditations for a better life. I curate the wisdom, deliver it to you in a super simple, digestible format. You don't have to take a lot of time. It's not a whole restructuring of your entire life for way of living, right? It's just a fun, easy way to live better. So I hope you'll check it out. It's pay what you can. I pour all of my free time into it and just absolutely love it. And I hope you will check it out. All right. With that, let's do a quick recap. Remember, the wordless mantra you can always use is your breath. Remember that we are all connected. It's not just a figurative phrase, you know, a figure of speech, right? We are literally connected through the air we breathe. Remember that we can't live on those peak mountains, right? We can go there, get a new perspective, and take that perspective home with us, right? But we can't live there. We still have to come back down. And remember the four little tiny thoughts. I won't go through all of them, but remember that nasal breathing doesn't make you feel better. It makes you feel how you're supposed to feel. And finally, remember that laughter is the language of the young at heart and the antidote to what ails us. So make sure you laugh a little bit more this week and make sure you go sign up for the Breath Learning Center to improve your life in a few seconds every day. So thank you, as always, for listening. I will see you next week.